Shar Aleph, Perek Tes, by the Haggah, by the note. So he says, okay, so we are, again, talking about this connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was indicated in the Keruvim, and how basically Hashem is a reflection of us, and that the way he presents himself to us is always just going to kind of be a mirror image of the way we present ourselves to him. So Hagav, Al Pizeh Yuvon Ma'amorim, Perek Tes to Shabbos. So based on this, we can understand that which they say in Shabbos in the ninth Perek. Amar Rav Chama bar Rav Chanina. Says Rav Chama, son of Rav Chanina, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Kitapuach ba'atze hayar, like an apple in the forest? Lama nimshalu Yisrael l'tapuach. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to a tapuach? And the Gemara goes on. So, V'hikshu Tosus Sham, and Tosus wonders, hey, wait a second. The Baha'i Kra, in this Pasuk, lo Yisrael nimshalu l'tapuach, ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Jewish people that are compared to the tapuach. It's Hashem that's compared to the tapuach. Kedem Esayim, Kein Dodi Ben Habonim. So it's basically saying, Hashem is like a tapuach, and then so are the Jewish people. So why is it talk about the Jewish people being compared to the tapuach? It's really Hashem that's being compared. Well, if Masha Kasafti Yisyashev. So he says, based on what I said, or what I wrote, this is answered. Ki achar she Yisrael hisiguhu v'him shiluhu yisbarach shemo b'dimyon ha-tapuach. Since Yisrael is compared by Hashem to a tapuach, v'adei hu machmas she Yisrael nimshalim u'mistanem b'maseim l'inin ha-tapuach. So Klal Yisrael is in whatever way similar to a tapuach.
Takes one to know one.
Ukederach she'anachnu misra'im lefanav yisbarach shemo, kachu yisbarach shemo bolei ros el ha'olamos. So it's what we do and the way we behave and the way we appear to Hashem that Hashem has reflect back on and from all of those worlds. Alzeha hadraga v'hashir mamish. So it's completely, it is in complete symmetry with the way we behave, is the way Hashem reflects back to us. V'lechein shoel, and therefore the question is, okay, be'ezah davar v'inyin is damu v'nibshalu Yisrael b'maseim harutuim l'tapuach. In what way are the Jewish people's ways compared to a tapuach? Asher al yidezeh hisigu yisbarach shemo kinina tapuach. Based on which we can understand the reflection of Hashem that's coming back to us tapuach-like. V'lochein, and therefore, be'ez kriyas yamsef, at the time of kriyas yamsef, amar hu yisbarach l'moshe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ma titzak elai, dabra el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. So the Jewish people are at the yamsef. It is not yet done anything, and they feel trapped. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to Hashem. So Hashem says to Moshe, what are you doing? Why are you talking to me? Let's go. Do something. So, Ratza Lomar, Debididhu Talia Milsa, meaning that it's what the Jewish people do that this whole thing is going to be contingent on. So, now, obviously, when we're in trouble, we're supposed to daven. That is the correct thing to do. What it's saying over here is that if we need something that is so over the top, such a nace that is so out of this world, it requires more than just standard tefillah. Something more needed to happen. And therefore Hashem says, you got to do something. Because if you do something, then I can, in a sense, like have that come back and do something also.
Only if it requires an exceptional miracle?
Yeah, so that's so at the bottom over here, on mine, he explains that everything needs tefillah, ma'asim tov, right? That's what we told to, what are we told to do?
Too,
Okay. So, well, sometimes, what are you supposed to do? Like, if you were trapped in the desert between the Egyptian army and the Yamsuf.
Well, the action was to jump into the water.
Right. Right. The point, but that's not logical.
The point here is not to do any action. It would not have been an adequate action to pull out a gun and shoot the Egyptians.
Right.
It has to be an action that shows emuna mitachon. That's what he says.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
you get there,
but. Yeah. But so in other words, it's like the idea of like doing something. You're right. We always have to do something. So if I need
somebody's attacking you.
Right. I can't just stay there and daven. Right. No, you fight back. You do what you can. You run away. You fight back. You do whatever it is to save yourself. Over here, we're talking about a scenario where they're trapped. So there is no obvious thing to do. Okay. So now, so Moshe Rabbeinu did what he thought was obvious at that point. Okay, all I got in my arsenal is davening. And Shem says, no, cut it. Why? Because she'im heima yu betokef ha'amunu v'habitachon. Because if the Jewish people would be in an absolute emuna in bitachon zone, that they are just thinking to themselves, there is nothing that can touch me or control anything in this world other than Hashem. V'yusu haloch v'nesoa el hayom. And they would travel, just, let's go, into the sea. Samach libam lo yira, and put their hearts in a way where, like, they have no fear. Me'otzam bitchonim shavada yikar lifnehem, from that tremendous faith that, hey, it's got to split. Az yigrimu al yedeze his orus lamala, that creates an arousal up above. Sheyasalahem hanes v'yikar lahem, that a nes will happen, and it's going to split for them. So it's an interesting thing because, like, so his point over here is that if you put yourself into a place of there's nothing other than Hashem and I just know that this is what's going to happen, then that is what's going to trigger it to happen. Because, again, Hashem just reflects back what our connection point to him is, and therefore he's going to say, fine, that's where we're at, that's what you get. And if we're on such a lofty level, Hashem will do these things for us. And he again on the bottom of this edition over here, he explains that the idea that at that Kriyas Yamsuf they were able to have such an experience of a nevuah like Yechezkel, etc., like, it all was because they totally attached themselves to Hashem in such a way that they all reached this tremendously lofty level. From a practical perspective, why would they think to go into the Yam? Like, maybe they should have jumped, and then, like, if I jump, and I think that I can, like, jump over the Mitzrim, so maybe I'll be able to jump over the Mitzrim. Like, at what point does... So, there needed to be an instruction, obviously, of go. And then they needed to go and have that full-fledged bitachon in their heart that this is... Because I'm thinking out loud, like, what gives anyone the right to decide what Hashem should do for them? I have tremendous bitachon that, like, you know what, I'm not going to work this month, and that money's going to fall from Shemayim, and I'm just going to, with tremendous belief, put a basket outside to have it, you know, someplace for the money to land. It's crazy.
Why not? I get letters from these people every day asking me to contribute to them.
That's their basket, right?
If you really believe that.
Yeah.
As opposed to deep down being motivated by laziness, it would work. It's just that we can't trust ourselves that we really believe it.
But
rather than just being lazy.
So, no, what I wonder is, would it work that I can trust that Hashem will provide for me in, like, an extremely general sense? And a person could... Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can really feel that, and says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, done.
And if you're
the, it'll happen.
You're Ravi Shimon Bar Yochai, yeah.
Right. Now, does that give a person the right to walk into the sea and just say that, like, you know, I don't have time to wait for the boat, so I'm just going to go over here and it's going to split? Like, over here, it's almost as though it could be looked at as they were telling Hashem what to do for them, as opposed to just saying that, like, hey, we're cool, we'll stay right here, and Hashem, you show us what to do.
But Hashem told them what to do.
Right, so Hashem, in a sense, Hashem did tell them what to do. Hashem said, go, travel, go
they
forward.
They weren't planning to do that.
No, I don't think so, right? They weren't planning to. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't think to do it either because he was just standing there davening. It wasn't like he was telling them to go and nobody was listening to him. Nobody had said to go yet. So there was this, I'm just saying, like, if we were going to extrapolate this out, there was something that was told to them. Had they not done it with absolute purity, then it may not have happened.
Right, but could they, with the same purity, have just said, the sea, ain't od mavado, that's no sea, I'm going.
I don't know. That's what I don't know. You know, there's a story with the Brisker Rav. So he was, you know, when he was escaping the Nazis, so he just got into this, there's nothing other than Hashem's zone, and he was able to just get past every obstacle. So, again, it's like, would it have worked if he had just stayed in, you know, wherever he was, in Brisk? Like,
he wasn't in Brisk, he was away.
Yeah, he was away somewhere, right? Yeah.
He was one. But that's why half his family survived and half didn't, because
they were
away with some of his children.
And the other, right. So I'm just saying is that it is not...
He had bad asthma, I think it was, and he had to go somewhere, something like that.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. So I'm trying to point out is that there's a thing of that, like, they had to do something with tremendous mesiras nefesh and absolute belief in Hashem that it was going to work out. I just wonder, without the command of this being the thing to do, go into the sea, should they have done that? Should they have jumped? Should they have thrown sand at the Mitzrim? Like, I don't know. Well,
nobody told him Hashem Bar Yochai to do what he did. He just did it, and it worked.
And it worked, right. Here. Yeah.
It's also a yachid. This is all Klal Yisrael.
Right, yeah, this is a unique situation, obviously.
I mean, in a war...
But according to Hashem Bar Yochai,
that's what's expected of everybody, right. Velo also beyadam. Right. Right, didn't go so good. Okay, so now Vizehu, and this is what it means when it says, Lususasi berich beparo demisich rayasi. So, Ratzalomar means to say, Kamo besuse rechve paro, the horses of the riders of paro, Shahaya hefech min hago shel olam, it was the opposite of the way things usually work, Shaharochev manak at lasus, you have the rider directing the horse. But paro vechelo, hasus hinigas rochbo, it was the horse that was in charge of the rider. Kamosh amra abosenu, Kein demisich v'him shal tichra ayasi al zeha ofen mamish. And it's, so it was like the same thing that happened. Sha'af sha'ani rochev aravos, even though Hashem says, I am the one who rides the heavens. And kol zeh kaviyachol at manhiga osi al yidei ma'asecha. You, people, you control what I do through what you do. So Hashem is in charge, but Hashem's the rider. But Hashem is allowing the horse to direct him as to where he's going to go and what he's going to do next. Sh'inin his chabrusai kaviyachol l'ha'olamos, who rak kfi inyan his orus ma'asecha l'anotim. So the idea that, so again, we're hooked up and we trigger everything that goes on in the world, in the worlds. That's all based on us. So therefore, everything that's going to happen, everything that's going on, is just a reflection of our behavior. V'zeh shamar kasef rochev shemayim be'ezrecha, that Hashem is rochev in shemayim, That it is, again, our avoda is something that is kind of like doing something to what's on high, kaviyachol. Okay, the alpiza perikyud.
What happened to the apple?
The apple was just
He didn't get into like...
Oh. Right, yeah.
But it doesn't explain why that uses the mushel.
Oh, the Gemara.
You know, with the seeds and the way it grows.
There's a footnote here about the apple. I might have a footnote about the apple.
You have a footnote on the apple.
Yeah, what does it say? Yeah.
It says Israel is likened to an apple because just as an apple tree's fruit is visible before its leaves appear, yeah, so too Israel agreed to abide by the Torah even before they expanded.
The Gemara says.
Right. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara gives you what the apple is. He's just bothered that, like, the Pashuk Shad and the Pasuk is that the apple is talking about Hashem.
Yeah.
And then when the Gemara says, hey, what does the apple have to do with the Jewish people? He's like, Tosa says, that's not what the apple is. The apple is about Hashem, not about the Jewish people. His answer is that whatever the Jewish people are like, that is going to be how Hashem presents himself. So therefore, if you understand how the Jewish people are like an apple, you can extrapolate from that how Hashem is going to be apple-like in his presentation of himself to us. So that's all. That's what he was doing over there. Okay. So va'al pizeh yivur pesher davar be'inyin shinoi deos shebein gedolei harishonim. So now we can understand also different opinions among the Gedolei Rishonim. Im ha'adam Yisrael gadol mihamalach o malach gadol mimenu. Who's better, a malach or a Jew? V'chol echad mishnei hadeos mevi rayos mufurashos mimigros mufurashim. Now, everybody brings proofs to their side. V'alpi devareinu hanalam, based on what we're saying, is barash or ba'emes elu ve'elu divri lokeim chayim. Everybody's right. Rak bebechinos chalukim, but just in different realms. Ki vadei malach gadol mehaadam. Of course, like a malach has something over a human being. Hein beetzem mehuso, in his essence. Hein begadol kedushaso v'neflos hasagaso, in the level of his kedusha, in what he's able to experience. Ein erech v'dimyun b'nehem klal. I mean, a person and a malach are not on the same, not the same playing field. Not at all. K'mosh gosuv b'zorah chadosh b'reishas b'medrash hanelam b'pasuk v'yikra elokim la'or yom. It says, hasagas malachim hi hasaga gedola. The understanding of the malachim, or the experience of the malachim, is the highest one. Mash'ein kein l'mata mehem, as opposed to that which is below. Hasaga shnia. Level 2, I believe, is the kochavim, is the stars, or the astrological business. Hasagas shlishes, he hasagas hamadrigos hatachtona asher ba'ofer yisoda. And third level is that which is down here on earth, v'hi hasagas b'nei adam, which is humankind. V'sham tazayin bez, it says, hamalachim hakrovim ekablin koach shefa apas aspak laryo shel mailo tchila. The malachim that are closer to Hashem, they're able to get that shefa, that outpouring first. And then from there, it trickles down into the stars and all of the constellations. And then finally down to human beings. So, Ayin Sham. Uvizor Truma Malachi Eloi Inun Kadishin Yater Minon. Malachim are more kadosh than us. So, from that perspective, it's no contest. Amnon b'davar echad yisrum gadol la'adam me'amalachim. But there's a flip side of this, where an adam has a leg up on the malachim. V'hu ha'olas v'hiskashrus ha'olamos. It's the ability to raise up and be tied to those worlds. V'akochos v'ha'oros echad b'chavero. And all the forces and lights one to another. Asher zeh ein b'koach klal l'shem malach. The malachim have no ability to affect anything. They are the ones who perhaps get the first, when Hashem starts letting things out, maybe they get the first, they're the first conduit that's going to take stuff and pass it down. But that it starts really with human beings, because we are, again, we're setting the tone, we're the trigger for everything that's going to happen. V'humi tam hanal, and this is based on what we said before, ki hamalach hu be'etzem koach echad prati levad. A malach is a single koach. She'ein bo klolios kol ha'olamos yachad. He is not made up of all of the worlds together. V'chein kasuv be'etz chayim shar panimius v'chitzenios reish drus yud. She'amalach einu rak b'china prata shel osa ha'olam she'omid bo. A malach is just a specific element of that world that it's in. Aval nishmas ha'adam, but the neshama of a human being, b'chol gimel chalkei neron shala, and all the different three elements of its nefesh, ruach, and neshama, he klulu mikol ha'olamos. He is a composite of all worlds. L'chein, and therefore, in b'koach v'yecholes ha'malach klal, l'ha'alos u'l'kasher u'l'yached kol olam b'ha'olam ha'natu al roshehem. There is no ability of a malach to go and to raise up, tie, do anything with this world that he's in, and somehow connect it, tie it, affect other things. Kivin she'enu kolol u'mishutuf mehem, since he is not made up of it. So again, he's understanding that we are made up of all these worlds, and that's why all of these triggers are in everything that we do. V'gam alias atzmuso shel hamalach ad madrigoso lehiskasher ba'olam she'olav ein toli bobo atzmo. Even the raising up of a malach to a point where it can somehow connect to a world above it has nothing to do with him. L'cheinikram hamalachim omdim. That's why malachim are called standers. They're just standing in one place. K'mar shekasev serafim omdim v'nasati l'chol mahalchim b'ena omdim ma'ila. That there's a goer, there's a human being among the standers. Viraka Adam Levad, who ha mailo vaha makasher vaha umiyached es ha olamos vaha oros bekoach myself. It's only the human being that has the ability to uplift and tie worlds and lights, etc., through his actions. Machmas shu kolam mikolam, because he is made up of all of them. Because gam hamalach masig aleha vitosefes kedusha al kedushaso. And then the malach is also able to get some of. So in other words, like if more kedusha is created, the malach is going to benefit from that. But he's going to be not the cause. He's going to be the effect. The effect is going to be in him. Asher bami koach maisa adam. So a malach, his increase in kedusha only comes because of a human. Maybe they should who kalu ba adam, because even the malachim are made up of. Malachim are within the Adam somehow. V'gam ha'gimel b'chinos naron shel Adam atzmo, even the three parts of a human being, the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of a person, lo nitin lehem koach ha'olav v'hiskashu shel olamos v'shel atzmom ad riditam l'zeh ha'olam hamasi b'guf ha'adam. That all of these things, all of these, even though we have all of these lofty things inside of ourselves, all of the action that, so to say, happens up above, is all triggered by the true action that we have down below over here. K'mar shekasav v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim beguf ha'adam. It's in the body. Oz v'yihi adam lenefesh chayish shekol olamos. That's where he becomes alive in all of the worlds. So, okay. One more thing over here. V'hu gam inyan mara hasulam shel Yaakov avinu olav hashalom. Same idea with the sulam. Ayin raya de mehemna v'yipach b'afrev nishmas chaim de itmar bei v'yachalom v'hinei sulam. There's a ladder, which is mutzav arza. It is on the ground. V'rosho magia hashamayma. Sulam vada iu nishmas chaim. The sulam is the neshama that is anchored here, goes up to shamayim, k'mo shizbar, v'al yedei ze v'hinei malachei elokim olam v'yardimbo. The malachim are able to go up and down on the ladder of the human being's neshama. So a human being who's anchored down here on the ground is able to do something that creates this ladder up to Shemayim, and the malachim are able to be elevated through the actions of the human being. Ratzolomar alidei ha-nishmas chayim shumutzav arza, because of the nishmas chayim that's down here on earth, Mislaveshes ktsas hatachton shelo begufa adam. So that the bottom of it is able to be anchored in a human being. At the bottom here, he says an amazing thing. He says, he talks about how you find on the third day of creation, so the earth goes rogue. And it's supposed to crank out fruits that taste like the tree, and it doesn't work out, and it doesn't do exactly that. And all the mefarshim are bothered. I thought that nothing has bechira except a human being. So how could... So he says that the human being is, in a sense, connected to everything. Everything is in us. Therefore, if we have the capacity to make some choices, therefore, that is something that's reflected in these other things that are connected to us as well. Wow. So you can have a malach, like we find in the story of Lot. So these malachim go to turn over the city, and then they express themselves, we're going to turn over the city. And then it's like, oh, Chazal say, they get in trouble because they expressed it wrong. And like they get in trouble. I thought they're malachim. They don't have choice. So the way it's explained is that they don't have an internal Yetzirah, but being down here on earth and being somehow connected to mankind, they do have the ability to have some outside force trip them up.
Well, to the corruption of the animals, but in the time of Noah.
Corruption of the animals came from the human being.
Right.
Now, what about the earth?
Right.
So since man comes from Adama, therefore it comes from the ground, it's specifically the earth that had within it somehow this, the first day, light and darkness. Second day, there's this separation that's made between the two waters, which they say is like the entrance of the capacity for machlokes to enter the world. And then day three is the earth is created that has in it something that can go rogue, which is what us human beings are. We have that big time. And so therefore the earth possessed that very, very slightly, and that's how it was able to have this punishment happen. And it says, so what happened because the earth did this? It says, because of that, therefore, Adam has to work b'zeis ha'pecha to get lechem. What does the earth care? And why is that a punishment for earth? So, so you could look at it as it's the tikkun, the fixing of what the earth did wrong, is really found, that element of its ability to kind of go off of the ratzon of Hashem, ended up being put into the human being, and therefore the tikkun of it, the fixing of that mistake, needs to happen through the human being, because it's what possesses really that strong force in a much more real way of being able to go against Hashem. So again, but it all has to do with everything being connected in that the human being is literally part of everything.
I thought you were saying it a little differently. Not that the earth did something wrong and that got put into a human being, but because the human being was destined to have this, it had to come from somewhere. Where did it come from? It came from the earth.
Earth, okay.
But it was in the earth so that it could be in the human.
Okay, right. Ultimately, it's the human fixing
right,
because he's that. Right.
It's not that it was in the earth and it happened to get into
No. That's
it.
It had to be in the earth in order that it could get into the human. Exactly. Yeah.
So that, because that's the source of our Bechira.
Right.
That we're, on the one hand, we're earth, on the other hand, we're Neshama.
Yeah. There he is. Okay.
Thank you.